今天要来做礼拜啊，感谢主，因为这一次是因为我们有三个礼拜的禁食连锁禁食祷告，那么看见神的祝福，是因为大家三个礼拜的连锁祷告。
And then we are having 21 days of fast and prayer for this revival. And if there is any result, I believe it stems from our fast and prayer.
牧师曾经向我讲啊，这三个礼拜祷告当中就已经看见神的作为。
And Pastor shared with me that within these 3 weeks, he already saw God's work.
因为大家在预备心。
Because everyone is preparing their hearts.
牧师刚刚向我说啊，师母啊，在禁食祷告的时候，从香港有一个熟人说啊，谁生病很严重，请你祷告。
And then Pastor shared with me that the pastor heard someone from Hong Kong say someone was sick. Please pray for this person.
那师母说，我今天正好禁食祷告，就为他祷告。
And the wife, pastor's wife said, "Oh, I'm fasting today. I will pray for this person."
结果消息传来，看到神的祝福，经历了神。
And then the news came that they saw God's blessing and they experienced God.
所以你向隔壁说，我们都有责任。
So I tell the person next to you, say, "We all have the responsibility."
不只是牧师有责任，我们都要为牧师祷告。
Not only the pastor has responsibility.
给我们，阿门。
And God prepared His heart to prepare the message for us.
所以我巴不得在这讲台都是有权柄话语的信息。
So I pray and hope that everything preached from this pulpit carries with God's authority.
还有用权柄赶逐污鬼。
And he gave orders with authority to cast out evil spirit.
这个污鬼是怎么进来的？
How did the evil spirits come in?
你看在这里圣经这样讲。在会堂里有一个人啊，这是第23节，在会堂里有一个人被污鬼附着。
And in verse 23, there is a man in the synagogue who was possessed by an evil spirit.
我不晓得他不晓得来多久参加会堂的聚会了。
I don't know how long.
每一个礼拜来还带来又带回去，带来又带回去。
I don't know how long has he come to the synagogue to worship. You know, he was brought here and then he was let out, coming and going.
但是那一天因为有权柄的话语，那一天有神的同在，使他受不了，使他里面受不了，就开始爆发出来了。
And that day, because of God's authority, and because of God's authority and the Jesus presence, the evil spirit within him couldn't hold it anymore, so he exploded.
所以他就喊叫，拿撒勒耶稣，我和你有什么相干？
So he cried out,
你来灭我们吗？
Jesus Nazareth, what have I done with the, to do with you? Are you coming to destroy us?
我知道你是谁。
I know who you are.
乃是神的圣者。
The Holy One of God.
请问污鬼认识耶稣吗？
So, does the evil spirit know Jesus?
Yes. 请你回应我，污鬼认识耶稣吗？
Does the evil spirit know Jesus? Yes.
和耶稣有没有关系？
Does he have anything to do with Jesus?
有没有？没有。
No.
哎，有时候我们看到乌龟就好像长两只脚那种。
Sometimes when we think about evil spirit, we thought about with two horns.
可是现在我就说，从这一个我就得到一个 insight.
So I get an insight from reading this passage.
请问你认识耶稣吗？
Do you know Jesus?
哎，回答我，你认识耶稣吗？
Do you know Jesus? Yes.
请问我里面有没有和耶稣没有关系的东西？
So is there anything within me that has nothing to do with Jesus?
你像隔壁说那就那一类一样。
认
识耶稣可是和耶稣没有关系。
You know Jesus, but you have nothing to do with Jesus.
当耶稣同在神的国在教会当中的时候，每一次来就会把这些和耶稣没有关系的东西一件一件的挪开，因为神不要神的百姓就充满着被污鬼辖制。
Every time we come to church, if God's authority here, God's presence here, anything that has nothing to do with God will gradually be cast out.
所以昨天我们讲那一句话，你要记得，不要回去见希律。
So last night when I said, "Do not go back to see Herod," you got to remember that.
这样我们才可能每一次来，我这一件和神没有关系，我就拿掉。今天拿掉这个，圣灵感动，我又拿掉这个，这样使这个人。才真正是一个被主充满的人。
And every time you come, whatever has nothing to do with God, take it out, and gradually you will become a person filled with God.
好，可是我说污鬼真正有吗？
But are there really evil spirits?
我在这里，我在牧会当中处理好几件有邪灵的问题。
In my pastoral ministry, I dealt with many, many cases of evil spirit possession.
有一个人学气功。
And one person learned the 气功。
最后着了邪灵。
And then he was possessed.
很痛苦。
And in pain.
就要去找教会。
So he came to church.
哇，教会就要为他施洗。
So the church baptized him.
可是没有解决。
But did not solve his problem.
介绍要我来帮助。
So they introduced him to me for help.
在我 office 的时候，我就这样吩咐，一向他吩咐，他就躺在地上。
So in my office, I commanded this evil spirit, and then this person lay down.
那我就这面对乌鬼，你不能闭着眼睛。我说你眼睛看我，我奉主的名问你。
So when you face an evil spirit, you cannot ask him to close your eyes. You say, "Look at me in Jesus' name."
奉主的圣名，要你出去。
Be out.
他转过来说，我不出去。
And he turned to me and said, "I will not leave." They can converse with you.
我就说，我奉主的名问你，为什么不出去
？And then I said, "In Jesus' name, why didn't you want to go out?"
这是我第一次听到说，我比耶稣早进来。
And he said, "I came in here earlier than Jesus."
他以后才信主，可是一信主以后没有清除内在垃圾，所以还继续住在那边。有时候他就出来了。
So when he believed in Jesus, he did not cleanse his inner garbage, so the evil spirit continued to reside inside.
但我知道，所以对我的学习和背景，我就了解，邪灵不可怕，可怕是里面的。内在垃圾。
So from learning and experience, I realized that evil spirit is not to be feared, but what is fearful is our inner garbage.
我从我的老师学习到这样，乌鬼不可怕。所以有人说：“哎呦，有乌鬼！”你说不要怕。
So I learned from my teacher that evil spirits is not to be feared. You know, do not fear them.
要紧的是把内在的垃圾清除以后，他就没有地方可住了。
More importantly is to clean our inside garbage that he has no room to live.
我就鼓励他，有什么神不喜悦的要拿掉。
So I encourage him to take away, cast out what does not please the Lord.
以后他最后是从饶恕，他因为不肯饶恕，所以邪灵就抓住的地方就不让他，就是继续在里面。
And finally, we find out because the issue of forgiveness, because he was not willing to forgive, the evil spirit continued to possess him.
当他自己处理饶恕的问题以后，邪灵就没有地方不能挂钩，不能抓住这个破口。
So when he dealt with his issue of unforgiveness, the Holy Spirit has no more hook into his life.
这个人是在 Orange County 华这个全福会以前的主席。他就公开这样做见证。
And this person now is a president of Southern California as a full gospel men's fellowship, and he testified publicly.
所以今天，假如我们听到这里，我认识耶稣，可是我有和耶稣没有关系的东西。
So if you know Jesus and there's something that has nothing to do with Jesus in your heart,
请你向隔壁说，今天都要清除。
Tell your person next to you, you want to cleanse it out today.
不要带来又带回去，下个礼拜又带来又回去。
Don't bring it here and then take it home again and come back next Sunday and then bring it home again.
不是请他出去，是吩咐他出去。
It's not to ask him to leave, but to command him to leave.
所以有一首诗歌就说：有何偶像容留在我心内
？So there is a hymn that says, "What idol do I still keep in my heart?"
我竟爱惜，不肯将它打碎。
That I cherish so much that I will not break it.
其实我是主宝血赎回来。
Even though I know that I was redeemed by God's blood.
他是配得在我心居首位。
And He is worthy to be the first in my heart.
好，我今天刚刚认识我们教会的主席是谁
？I just met.
就是你嘛。
The chairman of the board of chairman of the deacon board.
请问你开会那长执会怎么开的？
And I would ask you, how do you hold the board meeting?
怎么开始？
How do you start?
那怎么开始？
How do you start the meeting? Prayer?
好，对，当然大家都祷告。那我就把有一些听到的教会的事情，那做我们的警戒。
And I will give some example of what happened in the other church as an example for us.
上帝，我们要遵你的旨意。
So the term pray God, we want to obey your will. Now we start our meeting.
希望合你的心意。
May we do it according to your will.
奉主的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，讨论事情了。
Okay, let's discuss our issues.
哎，发现意见不同。
We disagree.
有一个人就说，这件事情我决定这样，假如不这样，我就不做。
And then someone say, I'm deciding on this matter to do it this way. If not doing this way, I'm not going to be it.
刚才是让谁做主，祷告是让谁
做主。And then we just pray, you know, who should be in charge?
现在已经自己做主了。
And now we are in charge.
啊，有这样的事情提醒我们。
So these kind of things remind us.
假如我们每一件都让主做主的话，我们的教会就不同了。
If we let the Lord be in control of every matter, then our church will be different.
我们就可以这样的祷告：愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在我们的教会，如同行在天上。
And thus we can pray that kingdom come, that will be done in our church as it is in heaven.
第二，上帝的国，上帝的主权在家中。
And secondly, the sovereignty and God's kingdom is in our house.
哇，那一天他们一出了会堂，就到哪里？就到家中。
That day, as soon as they left the synagogue, they went into where? They went into a home.
你看，他说什么？他们一出会堂，就同着雅各、约翰进了西门和安德烈的家。
The Bible says, as soon as they left the synagogue, they went with James and John to the home of Simon and Andrew.
那谁进到家里？
Who went into the home?
你看，雅各、约翰、
James、John，
还有安德烈，
Andrew,
还有谁？
Simon and Jesus. Mother-in-law is in home.
和耶稣也进去了，对不对？
And Jesus went with them too.
有一次礼拜天下午，有一个弟兄打电话给我。
One Sunday afternoon, a brother called me.
牧师，你能不能来帮助我？
Pastor, can you come and help me?
我说怎么样？
What happened?
我问你现在在哪里？
Where are you?
我在 mall.
I'm in the mall.
哎，那你今天聚会结束就到 mall 去了。
So after church worship, you went to the mall?
他说不是，牧师是这样。
So no, pastor, it's happened like this.
我们到家以后。
After we went home.
我太太先进去。
My wife went in first.
然后把门反锁。
And then she locked the door.
就不让我回去。
Wouldn't let me in.
不让我进去。我说，哎，怎么这样呢？
I said, why? How come?
我在教会不是你们今天当招待，你们看到人就平安平安。
I said you guys were ushers today at church. You know, when you see people coming, you say peace to you, peace to you.
他说牧师一出去就没有平安。
And then he said, Pastor, after we left the church, there's no peace.
这是一出会堂，把耶稣留在礼拜堂。
So once they left the church, they left Jesus inside the church.
所以我知道今天我们从各处来。谁今天驾车来？
So I know we came from all the places. Who drove here today?
请你今天回去的时候，一定在方向在驾驶座上就先祷告，耶稣一起回去。Amen.
So as you're driving, please say, Jesus, come home with me.
谁坐人家车子来的？
And who took a ride?
假如驾驶没有祷告，你说还没祷告。
If the driver hasn't prayed,
Amen.
You pray. Let Jesus come home with us.
今天愿意把耶稣带回家吗？
So you willing to take Jesus home?
真的吗？
Really?
好，真的，耶稣进去了，耶稣要在哪里？
So when Jesus goes with you, where would Jesus be?
我那客厅比 sofa 有 sofa， 耶稣你就在那边。
On the sofa, say Jesus, sit down.
耶稣啊，欢迎你来，但是不要太近。
Jesus, welcome home, but do not get too close.
好像太近有压力。
I feel pressure if you're too close.
求主怜悯。
May God have mercy on us.
我曾经为一个年长的夫妇受洗。
Once I baptized an elderly couple.
这个先生就问我，牧师哪里可以买到耶稣的画像
？And the pastor asked me, and the person asked me, the husband said, Pastor, where can I buy a Jesus portrait?
文字中心可以买到。
I said in the Christian literature center you can get it.
第二礼拜他就向我说了。
So the second week he told me.
我买到了。
I bought it.
我就把耶稣的画像放在我的玄关，就是一进门进去就把耶稣放在那边。
I put Jesus' picture on the front door as people enter.
然后我叫太太来。
And then I call my wife.
说请今天开始，我们家的主人不是姓陈的。
So from today on, our family, we do not, our last name will not be Chen anymore. It's Jesus.
是求主来帮助。
So may God help us.
所以今天你可以把耶稣一起带回家吗？
So today, can you bring Jesus home with you?
Amen.
Amen.
家家有本难念经。
Everyone, every family has their own issues.
我们是基督徒，可是有不同的需要。
So we are Christians, but we have different needs.
圣经告诉我们，有人告诉耶稣。
And the Bible tells us that someone told Jesus.
有人告诉耶稣。
Someone told Jesus.
我不晓得你是不是你家里面的有人，可以把你家里的需要带到主面前的人。Amen.
I don't know if there's someone in your home that can bring your request before God.
我曾听到有说，哎呀，耶稣怎么忙？我们大小事情都讲，那耶稣怎么忙得了？
Sometimes I hear people say, Jesus is so busy, if we tell him with all the little things, you know, we're going to bother him.
大事祷告。
We pray for major things.
小事自己解决。
We solve our own little problems.
那我就早期就听到一个好笑的故事，就是那个汽车刚刚到一个城市，以后要开展一条线路到乡下去。
And I heard a story a long time ago that there's a company, a car company, opened a new business, and the road will take them to a little countryside.
年轻人就是驾驶，就把车驾进去以后就操练，然后出来。
And then the young people would drive the car in there and practice coming out of that town.
看这个老伯伯挑的担子。
And they saw an old man carrying a,
乡下人很亲切
a basket. And then the country folks are very, very friendly.
停下来说：“阿伯，你到哪里去？”
And they would say, "Oh, uncle, where are you going?"
我到府城去。
So I'm going to this Fu city.
他说：“哎，我的车也是到府城去，那你就上来坐我的车吧。”
他说 ：“Oh, I'm driving there. You can come on my car. I'll take you there.”
他说：“不需要，一个小时就到了。”
He said, "Not necessary. I can get there within an hour."
他说：“你坐我的车十分钟就到了。”
He said, "Oh, if you ride my car, you can get there in 10 minutes."
因为他的这样的热心，这阿伯真的上车了。
And because this young man is so friendly, so this uncle went in the car.
可是他开车的时候听到后面乒乒乒乒乒乒。
But when he was driving, he heard, you know, this noise behind the car.
他从后镜一看。
And when he looked through the rear
原来
mirror,
这个阿伯上去的时候还是站着抓住了这个座椅，然后自己还挑在那边。
And this elderly person, this uncle, went in the car, but he was still holding onto the seat and carrying his basket.
所以才会这样的行动出来。
So this young man heard this, you know, noise behind the car.
这个司机马上停下来说：“阿伯，你上我的车，你的担子就放在那边，请你坐下好吗？”
So the young man told this uncle, "So you get in my car, sit down, and put down your carriage."
他说：“对不起。”快到就好了，不要增加你的重量。
He said, "You know, if we get there faster, that's good enough. You know, I don't want to increase the weight you're carrying."
今天你已经都在耶稣的手上了，你还不放下吗
？And today we're all in Jesus' hands. Are we still not letting down our burdens?
啊，有一首诗歌叫做 "Tell It to Jesus"， 当告诉耶稣。
There is a hymn that says, "Tell It to Jesus."
你若疲倦心灵，沉闷悲叹，当告诉主耶稣。
Are you weary? Are you heavy-hearted? Tell it to Jesus.
你若满怀悲哀喜乐消散，当要告诉主耶稣。
Are you grieving or joys departed? Tell it to Jesus alone.
当告诉耶稣，他是最大的良友。
Tell it to Jesus. He is a friend that's well known.
我兄弟能像主耶稣，当要告诉主耶稣。
We have no other such a friend or brother. Tell it to Jesus alone.
心灵沉闷悲叹，当告诉耶稣，当告诉耶稣。你若满怀悲哀，喜乐消散，但要告诉主耶稣。当告诉耶稣，当告诉耶稣，他是伟大的良友。我朋友兄弟能相助耶稣，但要告诉主耶稣。你若情不自禁常心流泪，当告诉耶稣，当告诉耶稣。你若心中隐藏出犯的罪，但要告诉主耶稣。 当告诉耶稣，当告诉耶稣，他是伟大的良药。无朋友兄弟能相助耶稣，但要告诉主耶稣。
哦，我发现西门的岳母生病了，有人告诉耶稣，耶稣就进去扶他起来，热就退了。
And I found that when Simon's mother-in-law was sick, someone told Jesus. Jesus went in and lifted up, and she was healed.
感谢主，耶稣在那里，热就退了。
I will thank God that when Jesus there, the fever left.
有一次我参加传道人的灵修会。
One time I went to a revival meeting for the pastors and evangelists.
这个牧师就讲到说。一个分享我很感动。
And then the pastor who was preaching shared a story that touched me deeply.
他说家里有五个孩子。
He has five kids at home.
有一天孩子睡觉的时候，他和师母两个人谈话。
And then one day when the kids went to sleep, he was talking to his wife.
不晓得怎么谈到最后，两个人声音越高，好像很这个不是。怎么会变成这样？
And then at the end, both of them raised their voice, and he didn't know why. How come it became like that?
他们就说睡觉。
So they say, let's go to sleep.
他说灯关掉的时候
，When the lights turned off,
king size 一个人转这边，一个人转那边。
And they have a king size bed, so one turned to this side and the other turned to the other side. It's very sad.
圣灵开始对这位牧师讲话了。
And the Holy Spirit began to speak to the pastor.
你们今天晚上怎么这样，连祷告都没有就睡觉了
？How come tonight you didn't even pray and then you went to sleep?
他说都是他。
And he said, no, it's all her fault.
耶稣说我不管她，我先管你。
Jesus said, well, I'm not dealing with her, I'm dealing with you first.
你有没有看到，假如你，她比你软弱，和你同蒙恩典，若是不和，你的祷告也不能垂听。
And then the Holy Spirit told him that, you know, you can see she is a weak vessel.And then she is frail, you know, if your prayer is not heard, it's because you don't care for her.
哇，他在那边转来转去。
So he, you know, turned around and around.
最后主动的就向这边说，就叫他，他们是外国人，上面是 honey。
So he finally turned to her and said, honey.
上帝不喜欢我们这样。
God didn't like us to be like this.
你看我们祷告都没有祷告。
We didn't even pray.
对方都不应。
And then she did not respond.
她向上帝说她不回。
So he told God that she's not responding.
可是上帝也没有声音。
But God didn't respond to him either.
她就能转来转去。
So he kept, you know, tossing.
又转过来。
And then he finally turned around again.
今天晚上我讲那些话可能冒犯了你。Would you forgive me?
So he said, I may have said some words that offended you. Would you please forgive me?
没有声音
，no voice。
他转过来
，he turned around，
向上帝说
，tell God。
他还没说完，就听到一个声音说：“也不都是你的错，我也有错。
”When he was going to complain to God again, he heard a voice saying, "It's not all your fault, you know. I'm mistaken."
热就退了
，and then fever's left. So tell your next person, fever left.
哦，我就在主日讲道讲下去。第二天早上有一个姐妹打电话给我。
So as I continue to preach, next morning a sister called me.
说牧师你昨天怎么在讲我
Say, Pastor, why are you talking about me yesterday?
我说怎么讲你
Say, am I talking about you?
我是讲那个牧师的见证啊。
I was sharing what that pastor said.
是怎么样呢你是怎么样
So what happened to you?
他说昨天早上我要来的心情
He said, yesterday morning before I came.
我正在化妆要准备到教会。
I was putting on makeup and getting ready to go to church.
我先生会计师忙六天礼拜天才前面花交一交或是怎么样看一看所以他就进来就说那个水龙头你是怎么弄到断掉现在我都不能做了。
And then my husband, who is an accountant, working 6 days, is very busy, and on Sunday morning, he was, you know, watering the garden, and he said, the faucet is broken, what did you do?
他说我连摸都没有摸到你怎么把这个就是累罪我。
And she said, I never even touched the faucet, why did you complain about me?
这是他们的对话是这样。
So that was their conversation.
化妆好了，他礼拜天这个先生慕道友算是就是说陪着他去的。
So after she did her makeup, they were ready to go to church, and her husband as a seeker, he went with her.
到教会去吧。
So let's go to church.
他说不去。
And he said no.
刚刚发生这样还会去。
So, you know, you still want me to go after what just happened?
牧师，昨天我是这样坐在后面，坐礼拜堂。
So pastor, I was
sitting
at the back of the church, you know, and I listened to you.
我知道我要做什么。
I know what I should do.
我决定回去向他道歉。
I decide to go home and apologize.
可是回到家找不到他。
But after I went home, I couldn't find him.
不久他出现了。
And then shortly afterwards, he appeared.
他说太太没问题了，我去 Home Depot 已经买好东西，我已经都装好了 ，nothing.
So, it's okay. I went to Home Depot, bought everything that I need, and then fixed it. So no problem.
这个太太就说，哦，对了，哦，很好，谢谢你。哦，对了，早上你在讲的时候，我对你的口气讲的话实在是。上帝说不行，所以 Would you forgive me?
So the wife told the husband, you know, this morning I realized that my tone of voice wasn't right when I talked to you. Would you please forgive me?
你先生说什么什么？你说什么
？So the husband said, What are you talking about?
他说早上我所说的话不对，真的是对你态度不对。你可以饶恕我吗
？And she said the attitude and the words I spoke to you this morning wasn't good. Would you please forgive me?
他说慢一点，慢一点。
He said, wait.
从来问题发生都是我错。
Every time what happened was wrong was my mistake.
你这次怎么你会说 I'm sorry?
Every time you say it's my mistake, how come this time you apologize?
好，下个礼拜跟你到教会去。
So next Sunday I will go to church with you.
要奉献就奉献。
If you want to give.
我只要家庭有平安。
I just want my house to be in peace.
感谢主，以后他来了。
So thank God that he came.
他信主了。
And then we share with him, and then he believed in the Lord.
你向隔壁说，要这样热才会退。
So tell the person next to you, you have to do it this way so the fever can leave.
哎，接着他起来以后，蒙恩立刻参与服事。
And then Simon's mother-in-law, after she was healed, she got up right away and started serving them.
哎，我是蒙恩的人。有多少人愿意准备说主啊，我既然蒙恩，我要服侍你。
How many people would say to God, God, since I receive your grace, I want to serve you?
是，我们在这里旁边还有许多我们的乡亲还没信主。
Of course, we know some.
我能做什么？我能做什么
？A lot of folks in our area haven't believed in the Lord, and we would ask God, you know, God, what can I do? What can I do?
你看教会要。在这里经营的时候，还多少要 internet， 有多少要这方面的人，就是我能做什么来参与整个服事。
And when we have to set by the church for worship, you know, there's so many things to do. Did you ever ask yourself, what can I do to help?
这样我们就可以一起宣告，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在我们的家中，如同行在天上。
And when we do this, we can say that kingdom come that will be done in our homes as it is in heaven.
第三，上帝的国，上帝的主权在职场。
And thirdly, the sovereignty of God's kingdom in our career.
哎，在职场中遇见主。
We can encounter Jesus in our career place.
耶稣对他们说：“来跟从我，我要叫你们得人如得鱼一样。”
Jesus told them, "Come follow me, and I will make you fishers of men."
立刻舍了网，跟从了他。
At once, they left their nets and followed him.
跟着耶稣去了。
And they followed Jesus.
诶，我就发现耶稣可以到你的职场，可能明天你就在职场，或是在家里面，不管如何是在职场服事。
And I find that Jesus can go to your workplace with you.
耶稣是不是你职场的主
？Is Jesus the Lord of your career?
我记得啊，在美国南部有一个 Across a drug store。这个 Acro 这个人
，I remember in the southern part of United States, there's an Acro's drugstore and Mr. Acro.
他大概有一千六七百连锁店。
He has a chain store about 1,600 or 1,700.
1983年 ，Acro 这个人信主了。
And in 1983, Mr. Acro became a Christian.
他被栽培，我要好好的侍奉主。
And he was trained to serve the Lord.
有一天想到说，哎，我既然全部是神完全的接纳我，完全的赦免我。我现在要服侍他，包括我的一切都要属于他。
And one day he realized that since the Lord totally redeemed him, now whatever I own, everything I should use to serve God.
有一天他说：“假如耶稣是 Edgar Drugstore 的老板。
And one day he was thinking, if Jesus is the boss of Edgar Drugstore, what would he do?
他就走到他自己的一间的分店。
So he went to a chain store.
我们知道美国不只在 drugstore 不只是买卖药，还有一些文具，还有什么卡片，还有一些杂志。
And we know that in America, the pharmacy, the drugstore do not just sell drugs; they have stationery, magazines, and cards.
他走到杂志栏。
So he went to the magazine section, and he was shocked.
那些色情杂志。
All those pornographic magazines.
主不会喜欢。
God would not be pleased.
所以他主管的会议。
So he called a meeting.
就宣布。
And declared.
到月底以前。
Before the end of the month,
1600-700的这个分店，所有的色情杂志都完全下架。
In my 1,600-700 drugstore, all the pornographic magazines will be taken down.
而且停止继续的订阅。
And stopped the subscription.
我听到我很感动。
So I was very touched hearing that story.
耶稣是在我的职场。
Jesus is in my workplace.
当然在职场当中有许多人都是在职场，可是神在那边，这是代职侍奉的荣耀神。
And even though so many people are at the workplace, there are few who are bivocational missionaries serving God.
有时候神却要在职场的人当中说，哎，我为你的人生有另外一个计划。
But as you work in the workplace, God will tell you, I have a different plan for your life.
你全时间来服侍我。
You can come serve me full time.
我们看陈牧师，还有我们许多这样的一些传道人，都是这样出来服侍神。
And many of God's preachers today came from that background.
所以你在职场就是 by vocation 来服侍主。
So in your workplace,
神学院也注重这个职场的宣教。
You're serving God bivocationally, and the seminaries begin to emphasize a bivocational ministry.
但确实，神有时候要一些人说：“你来，你出来，把自己献上，做传福音的工人。”
But there are sometimes God will call people out of the workplace to become full-time ministers.
假如主的呼召到你身上，你怎么回应？
How would you respond if God's call is upon you?
好好思想。
Think about that.
洛杉矶早期许多的移民来。
In Los Angeles, early time, there are many immigrants.
有一对带信主的夫妇，他越来越热心。
There was a couple who were very fervent in serving the Lord.
这个弟兄就向我讲。
And the brother told me.
牧师为我祷告。
Pastor, please pray for me.
我想我不能整天都没有工作，我想找一份工作。
He said, I cannot, be without job any longer. Please pray for me that I can find a job.
那由于语言的问题，所以最好就是像那些 motel 或是怎么样比较少用话语，用这个 language 来 communicate。
And because of his language barrier, he was thinking maybe working in the motel where he doesn't need to speak that much English.
有一天他来向我讲。
And one day he came and told me.
牧师谢谢你。
Pastor, thank you.
我找到了。
I found a job.
我说你找到什么？
What job did you find?
我要买一个 7-Eleven.
I want to buy a 7-Eleven.
这里有没有 7-Eleven?
Do we have a 7-Eleven here?
然后说好哇。那你我就说你这个买的 7-Eleven, 你是老几
?So, what rank are you in only the 7-Eleven?
他说有一个 chain store 的，我要遵从，所以我算老二。
So because it's chain store, so I'm the second in charge.
其实我是故意问他的。
Actually, I asked him that question intentionally.
他说他老二以后，我就问他。
So when he said he's number two, and I asked him again.
耶稣呢
？How about Jesus?
啊，对不起，我是老三。
He said, "Oh, sorry, I'm number three."
你向隔壁说，你永远不会当老大。
Tell the person next to you, you will never be number one.
你永远不会当老大，在家里、
never,
在工厂都不会当老大。
You will never be number one because in your home, in your career, in church, you will never be number one because there is a Lord.
好，假如这样，我们就可以这样宣告了。
If that's the case, then we can proclaim this.
来，一起念，来。
Let's read together.
愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在我的职场。工作的地方如同行在天上。
That kingdom come that will be done in my career, in my workplace, as it is in heaven.
那这里说牧师， 礼拜堂讲到了，家庭讲到了，职场讲到了，那其他地方呢？
So pastor, you preached about the church, the home, the career. Is there any place else?
我就想到上帝的国，上帝的主权在心中。
And I also thought about God's kingdom, God's sovereignty in our hearts.
耶稣说上帝的国近了。
Jesus said the kingdom of God is near.
诶，假如有一个文士，他问耶稣有关于这些法律爱神爱人的问题。
When a scribe,
你离神的国不远。
When a scribe came to Jesus, asked about God's law, you know, and Jesus said, and God's commandment, Jesus said, you're not too far from the kingdom.
诶，假如你听到说你离神的国不远，你的感受如何
？How would you feel if Jesus respond to you? You're not too far from the kingdom.
慢一点，还没进去。
So you haven't been, you haven't entered in. You're not too far. Maybe just one step apart.
我就巴不得我们听到这信息的，假如有慕道友，我就向你说，你离神的国不远，因为你很近了。
Because if there's a seeker here, I would say you're not too far from God's kingdom because you're close.
但是你必须要有那一步。昨天晚上，有一位姐妹，有一位家庭，我和她谈了。
And then you're not just one step away. And last night there is a sister I talked to her family.
夫妻谈论当中，姐妹最后信主、接受主，打开心门，耶稣进去了。
And at the end, the wife accepted the Lord, opened her heart, and let Jesus in.
我就感谢神，就借着耶稣叩门，我打开心门，耶稣进去。神的国进到我的心。
So when Jesus knocked on her door, she opened the door. Jesus entered, and then God's kingdom went in with her.
所以我们要迎接耶稣。
So we need to welcome Jesus in.
让主做主。
Let the Lord be the Lord.
耶稣不只是救主，更是生命的主。
And Jesus is not only the Savior; He is the Lord of our lives.
我们常常就抓住耶稣是救主。可是忽略耶稣是我的主。
So many times we take Jesus as the Savior, but we did not take Him as the Lord.
我还记得19世纪这个基督教的世界有一句话感动。
I remember in the 19th century among the Christendom there is a phrase that touched me deeply.
他说：“假如耶稣哦 ，If Jesus is not your Savior, your Lord, He is not.”Your Lord at all. 假如耶稣不是你全部的主，他还不能说真正耶稣是你的主。
If Jesus is not Lord of all, then He is not your Lord.
所以我在counseling的时候，有人就是接受耶稣为救主，可是还没让他做主。
So I find that many people take Jesus as a savior, but they have not taken Jesus as the Lord of their life.
所以让我们向主委身，落实上帝在你我身上。
So let's commit ourselves to the Lord.
这个就是我已经讲的，你怎么说我就怎么做。
So that God's kingdom may be in our hearts, doing whatever He says.
凡是你所不喜悦，我就不想、不看、不听、不说、也不做。
Whatever does not please the Lord, I will not ponder, watch, listen, say, or do.
刚刚我们姐妹用那一个是圣小梅那个时候她也是听到这个信息，她感动回去做的。
And then we just send Amy Sands writing of you know, that song. And then because she heard this message, and she went home and composed that music.
我没有任何坚持是你不能改变的。
There's nothing that I insist on that God cannot change.
我立定志向要得你的喜悦。
I'm determined to please the Lord.
我要清除内在的垃圾，使黑暗的势力在我身上找不到破口。找不到挂钩。
I will constantly clean up the inner garbage in my heart so that the power of darkness cannot get a hold of me.
所以这首诗歌我们已经听几次了，我们再听一次。
We heard this song several times.
巴不得这个就可以落实在上帝的国。
Let's listen to it again. Pray that this song will help us to actualize God's kingdom in us.
很简单的几句话，这也是我牧养教会。一生累积要给我听我的信徒的。
And this is a message that through the many years of serving, I find to be very, very applicable.
向要靠住你。
好，这的话可以说，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在我的心中，如同行在天上。
The kingdom come that will be done in my heart as it is in heaven.
结论来说
So in conclusion,
悔改信福音降服在上帝的主权下
Believe the gospel and submit under the sovereignty of God.
所以耶稣讲到上帝的国境了后面马上说要悔改
And when Jesus talked about the kingdom is near and then right away he said repent.
我们真正需要常常这样的抓住神的话
We really need to get hold of God's word.
这边疫情还是在泛滥的时候
And as the pandemic continues,
有机会我就劝勉大家来抓住历代志下七章十四十五节来祷告。
At this opportunity, I want you to remember 2 Chronicles chapter 7 verse 14.
你看他前面说，这称为我名下的子民，若是自卑祷告，寻求我的面，转离他们的恶行。
He says, if my people who are called by my name will turn from their wicked ways.
然后，所以在这里后面的答应，我必从天上
，I will hear from heaven.
我必赦免他们的罪
，forgive their sins.
我必医治他们的地
，and heal their land.
我必睁眼看，侧耳听。
I will open my eyes and listen with ear the prayer that is submitted here.
所以我就想
着，
我们做基督徒的都回转，都回转，转离他们的恶行。神已经答应，我必垂听你们的祷告，我必睁眼看。所以，假如我们开祷告会，我们在彼此祷告，假如能做出这样，有什么我要先回转的？回转以后，你的祷告才蒙垂听。
So I believe that if Christians who would repent means turn around back to God, God has already promised, I will listen to the prayers, I will heal their land, and I will listen and I will see.
悔改是心思意念的改变，带动
生
活行为的改变。
Is a change of mindset which change your lifestyle.
啊，就是你听到的时候，在这里先，你的心是转过来。
So when you hear this message, first your heart is turned around.
不再去见希律，而是转向耶稣，就跟着耶稣走。
You do not go back to Herod, you will turn to Jesus and go with Jesus.
今日让我们谦卑悔改，降服在上帝的主权下。
So today, let us humble ourselves and repent before God and remain under His sovereignty.
Amen.
Amen.
最后用一个例子来结束。
And I will conclude with an example.
我到各处都鼓励。参加祷告会，参加祷告会。
Wherever I go, I would encourage people to join the prayer meeting. Join the prayer meeting.
有两个年轻人最后也参加祷告会。
And finally, two young men decided to join the prayer meeting.
哦，他祷告会发现，哎呦，大家热切祷告。还有一个同工，哦，他在教会他的事业很忙，但是他热心在教会。那听他的祷告都很感动。
And then he found that many people come to prayer meeting, and then there's a very famous business person. Even though he was so busy at work, he still joins the prayer meeting.
哇，他就祷告了教会很多事情，最后都会祷告一句：“主啊。”
And then they pray for many things in the church, but finally he would pray this way.
我想全心爱你，服侍你。
He said, "Lord, I want to love you and serve you with my whole heart."
但是我的生活有许多蜘蛛网把我网住了。
But in my life, there are so many cobwebs that are covered.
求你拿一只扫把把我的蜘蛛网挪一挪，这样我就可以倾心爱你，奉主的名，阿门。
Please take a broom and clean away all the cobwebs in my house. This way, I can draw close to you with a pure heart. Amen.
这两个年轻人参加以后，一个礼拜听，两个礼拜，三个礼拜，他就像。这已经六个礼拜，他每个礼拜都有蜘蛛网哎。
So these two men heard this prayer and he said, well, after 1 week, 2 week, 3 week, he still has those cobwebs.
他说啊，人家用这样来表达，你不要多想了，就阿门就对了。
And then some people told him that, well, they express this way, you know, don't think too much, you know, just agree.
可是当他第七次讲到说，主啊。许多的蜘蛛网网住，求你拿一只扫把把它挪住。我要更专心的爱你，奉耶稣的名，阿门。
And then finally, seven times this person prayed the same prayer. You know, God, use a broom and clean all the cobwebs in my house in Jesus' name, Amen.
他就这个年纪就站起来说：“主啊。”
And then the young man stood up and said, "Lord."
拿那一只扫把。
Say, take this broom.
把老蜘蛛打死
and kill the spider,
就不会有蜘蛛网了
then there will be no more cobwebs.
今天有许多的问题还是自我，还是自我。
Today, many questions, many problems are still within ourselves.
你向隔壁说打死蜘蛛。
So tell the person next to you, no, kill the spider.
这样我们就可以这样宣告来。愿你的国降临。
And then we can proclaim, may God's kingdom come. That will be done in our church,
我的家庭,
in our families,
我工作的地方,
my workplace,
我的身上,
in my heart,
如同行在天上,
as it is in heaven.
Amen.
Amen.
好，那我想现在就是啊，我们姐妹要来带领最后的诗歌，主，我愿意更亲近你。
And now we will sing,
我愿意向你。
Another song.
请你们就上。
And the worship team will come and help us.
那我巴不得在唱的时候，你预备心，主啊，这一个灵修会在这里结束。可是我要写信给你，是三个月才结束。那么今天又听到这个信息，就说愿你真的是清除我的内在垃圾，使我专心爱你。好，把时间交给你。
So as we draw close to our revival meeting, you know, continue to follow the writing the letter to Jesus for 3 months. And as we hear this message, I hope that you will bring Jesus into all your life.
啊，对，他这个诗歌是主管理我心，你那边有没有？
有有有。
好。
We're going to sing this song, "Sweep Over My Soul."
Go back to the PowerPoint. Go back to the PowerPoint.The last PowerPoint of the sermon. Or, can you find the last three PowerPoints of this is Sweep Over My Soul?
向主表达，主管理我心。我们再唱一次，然后情绪查的时候，你就进入祷告。那进入祷告到最后，我要请我们的主任牧师来到台前，为大家这样的奉献感谢主，也愿大家愿神圣灵就保守每一个摸着心向主说主管理我心的人。
Sweep all my soul.
天父上帝，我们感谢你的恩典。 Lord, we thank you for your grace. 在今天我们再一次听到您借着你的仆人刘院长所传递的美好的信息。 We thank you for bringing your servant and Pastor Liu into our midst. We give all the thanks to you. May you rule in our heart. 愿你管理我们的心。主啊，你仆人所传讲的信息已经结束，但是我们恳求圣灵继续在我们的心里面工作。May the Holy Spirit continue to work in our heart. Bless us and bless this congregation, because your love is everlasting. Thank you, Lord. May everything we say, may everything we do to glorify you. 愿我们所说的一切，所做的一切都可以荣耀你。阿门。Please be seated.